hiring is really challenging. I know from experience, but I also know there is one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/clones. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter.com/clones, C-L-O-N-E-S. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. How is everybody living? What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We are live in Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. All right, let's get it. Friday, make sure you come strong. Do not be lame. Do not be weak. Don't lay it up. Enter the weekend and earn it. Earn your weekend. Today let's get this Friday. Thing. Today is Friday, Hood. All day long, Hood. Earn the weekend. 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing right now. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Please follow me on Twitter. It's a good way to go. You get into the program. You get into my telephone. If it's a good tweet, it gets read on the air. If it's a brilliant tweet, it gets retweeted. Then over 1 million people will see it. It's a way to build your brand. It's a way for you to get followers. You should always tweet me. And shoot me an email at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so the show sets up like this. Coming up next segment, a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, Charles Robinson. Next hour, the head football coach at Troy University, Neil Brown. Matt Holliday joins me in hour number three. I've got the week that was, I've got the ATP, and most importantly, I've got one more Masterbuilt smoker to give away. Best content gets it. I've given away four of these things this week. Best content in the form of a telephone call or a tweet or an email or some kind of comment to social media. It does not matter. The best content is going to win it. I've got so many different places to go today, so many things to get done. It's going to be a great show. Step it up. Get in here. All right, so it's August 24th. All day. Hood, all day. On August 24th, the one thing I'm not going to do is give you my Super Bowl prediction. Not yet. Not now. Just not my deal. However, I will tell you this, and I'm not looking to make it about me. It's never about me. But was I or was I not the one that started the Jacksonville hype machine last year with multiple takes on that team at a time when nobody was talking about that team? Nobody. So because I did that and I got a lot of respect for that, now I'm getting a lot of questions. Questions like, hey, Rome, who is the team to check this year? Who are you thinking about this year? Who is your team this year? And I've seen the questions, and I've held off answering those questions until now. Because today, on August 24th, I am now officially ready to put myself out there, to throw in with somebody. And I'm here to tell you the team that I'm loading up on. I am here to say, on August 24th, Cleveland, this is for you.
This is for you.
That's right. After getting the Jags train rolling last year, I am now getting ready to start shoveling some coal for the Cleveland Browns this year. Yes, you heard me. The Cleveland Browns. And this is not just some Hard Knocks bump. This is a game three of the preseason bump. This is a Cleveland 5 Philadelphia, nothing, bump. And save me your whack, tired baseball score jokes. Not cool, not fresh, that's not whack. Funny. Tired. Really, really tired. About as tired as saying that Cleveland set its own lake on fire. I mean, wake up, look around you. Look at how Cleveland just dominated the defending world champs. Now, I'm not a big law of transitive properties guy, but I'm pretty sure that means that Cleveland gets the Lombardi after last night's game. Doug Peterson is as close to an offensive genius as you're ever going to find. Yet last night, he had no answers for the Browns. Stymied, perplexed, hell, flummoxed. Look it up, clones. Do not step to my vocabulary. It's world class. And so is that Browns defense, seemingly. As an example, remember when Nick Foles turned Bill Belichick's defense inside out in the Super Bowl? Yeah, well, Greg Williams just wore Nick Foles as a hat. Completely clowned him. Two interceptions and a fumble. One of the all-time great stories in NFL postseason history just got owned in the preseason by a dude who used to preach, affect the head.
Affect the head.
Affect the head. Now I know what you're thinking. Come on, Rome. Relax. It's only the preseason, right? But it's week three of the preseason, which makes it the most important week of the preseason. And I know your next thought. Hey, Rome, they nearly lost Tyrod. Tyrod Taylor to a hand and injury. And Baker Mayfield to a concussion. In the same game, same old Browns. Wrong. Not the same old Browns. Brand new Browns. I mean, yeah, that would have been a complete nightmare. And very Browns-like to lose their top two quarterbacks in the third preseason game. And it did almost happen. And I'm still not sure why Taylor was sent back into a meaningless preseason game with an injury. But the bottom line is, it didn't happen. He went back in. Mayfield continues to make plays and stockpile quality tape. Yes, the old Browns would have lost Taylor and Mayfield and ended up with Drew Stanton and something called Brogan Roback at quarterback. I'll be honest, I'm not even sure if Brogan Roback is a real person or a kid that Jeff in Richmond made up when he tried to name check my son Logan.
Brogan Loam.
Brogan Loam.
Brogan Loam.
Brogan Lochak.
Brogan Loam.
Yeah, whoever the hell that guy is, he would have turned into an interception machine for the old Browns. Again, these are not the old Browns. These are the new Browns. Now, they're not going to go 0-16 this year. They're not. Book it. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to run the table the right way right now. I'm not even saying that they're necessarily world beaters right now. What I'm saying is this is no longer the team that you want to see unless you want to get punched in the face. So maybe it's the buzz of a preseason shutout talking. Maybe I'm still fired up from that Brad Paisley motivational speech where he talked about Brian Sipe. Maybe it's that. I just know this. I'm all in with the Browns. And if you squinted last night, you could see flashes of the early 90s Cowboys. And that's not me talking. That's Troy Aikman talking. And if Troy Aikman is comparing your team to his early 90s Cowboys, then I am listening. Yeah, I know. I know. Cleveland did not exactly light up the scoreboard with that offense. But they don't have to. They let the defense do the work, starting with Myles Garrett, who absolutely wrecked shop. Don't ask me. Ask the poor Eagle who tried to block him. That guy said, quote, "I got my ass kicked. Myles is a great player. I was out of control today. I just got beat today," end quote. And believe me, this is not going to be the only guy saying that this season, because Myles Garrett is going to kick a lot of people's asses. Get used to hearing that from offensive linemen around the NFL. Garrett is for real. So are the Browns. I don't just throw in with anybody. They have to earn it. The Jags did, and they made me look really, really good. And now the Browns have earned it, and I expect them to make me look really, really good. Browns fan, I started this show with a positive take on you earlier this week, and you didn't say jack. You didn't do jack. So I'm going to ask you once again. I'm going to ask you right now what I did then. Where the hell are you, and is this your year? Are you too beaten down to come in here and claim this crew as your own? Are you waiting for something horrible to happen because it always does? Or is this the crew to make you forget about Braun leaving again? Is Juice Landry the new LeBron and the guy who's going to put your entire town on your back? Because he's not afraid to tell you he is that guy. Damn it, Cleveland. Am I talking to myself here? Or just giving Steeler fan another reason to go upside your head? Damn, Cleveland. This is for you.
This is for you.
Pick up the phone. I'm in Southern California hyping you. Where are you? A 5-0 hospital job. Week 3 of the preseason. The most critical week. 1-800-636-8686. And yes, clones. Yes, clones. I am well aware of the untimely passing of Robin Leach. And no, clones, I am not interested in your ghoulish takes on this. As always, this is a sports show. And you losers looking to thumb out some clever zinger like champagne wishes and casket dreams are going to get blocked instantly. Do not try it. I have never blocked anybody on Twitter, ever. None of you will ever be able to run around the block saying, Rome, block me, Rome, block me. I got him to block me, because I don't. I won't. If any of you ever get blocked, it's inadvertent. I hit the wrong key. None of you will get blocked because I don't care what you tweet. Do what you want. Know this, though. If you're looking to thumb out something like that, you will be blocked. I'll make an exception. You'll be the first. I don't care if there's one of you, five of you, 10 of you, 1,000 of you. Do not do it. Do not do it. It is still a sports show. In terms of the email reaction, Rome, I completely agree with your Cleveland Browns take. I do think they've got a great chance at the Super Bowl. If you could spend the next 3 hours breaking down the Browns' chance at a Super Bowl to get us to the weekend, I would really appreciate it. Signed, Urban in Columbus. Matt in Poland Springs. Well, I've got another take on Herb. I have another take on Ohio State. And here's the thing. I hit that thing so hard yesterday, I really would like to turn the page. I said what I had to say yesterday. I'm very clear about how I feel about that bag and all the bags around him. I want to turn the page. I'm not one of those guys who's lazy and resetting something I said yesterday, much less for 3 hours. However, some of you and some of them will not let me turn the page. Did you see Gene Smith's Facebook post? Since deleted. These guys are incredible. So, yeah, I'm going to go there again. They leave me no choice. I don't want to, but I will. I have to. Dear Jam, in some ways, I think Urban Myers is toast. But on the other hand, he may come out of this a butter man. After all, he is a griddle iron legend. But I keep running hot and cold on the issue, going back and forth on my position. Sincerely, National Waffle Day. Den Toast, non-egg beater. Wore Flablo Sandoval, racking up a record 3 Grand Slams today, then heading off to the ballpark. Hey, Den Toast, if you can somehow slam that into a shop, I bet you could get 700,000 likes and 448,000 retweets. Den Toast, you can do it. Dearest Jimothy, last day of work before 10 days of vacation, but got to work early because the grind includes Friday. Stopped and got donuts for the office. You know, it's that Krispy Kreme. Fat boy! I'm denimed up. I backed it in. All I need now is that deck of yak. Give it to me, Alvy. Yeah, 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 yeah. PJ. Yeah. In America's Vancouver. Yeah, yeah. Krispy Kreme, fat boy.
Krispy Kreme, fat boy.
And this. Hey, Rome. Formaldehyde wishes and worm dreams. Signed, Robin Leach. Lee in Vancouver, thanks for the smoker. Hey, Lee. Blocked.
Blocked. Blocked.
You're blocked.
Blocked.
Thanks for the smoker. Blocked. I'm not saying that again. All right. In addition to that, Lots more to get to. Plenty of takes to get to. And I'll lay it out for you a little bit later on. But I need a quick timeout because I've got Charles Robinson coming up next. Building pros, listen up. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner that you need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? You shouldn't be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring and over 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores. And they stock professional-grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, and grout. So you can get exactly what you need when you have to have it. If you're too busy to pick up your flooring, that's not a problem either. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. Put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or lumberliquidators.com/prosales today. lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We are efforting, radio term, TV term, satellite radio term, simulcast term. We are efforting Charles Robinson. I will find him momentarily. All right, some other things besides the Browns hype job off the top, more on Herb and Ohio State. I do want to talk also about Ronald Acuna. Did you see what he did? Acuna, did you see what he did yesterday? If you did not, I will reset that for you. Todd Gurley keeping it real. Not only living his best life, living everybody's best life. It's Friday, and I probably will go off the board with this one a little bit later on. Here is a headline I wish I never saw. This is a headline that I cannot unsee. Quote, Ben Affleck stopped at Jack in the Box on the way to rehab. Now, unlike you clones, I will treat that with the respect that it deserves. My man needs help. My man's getting help. I'm pulling for him. But of course, one of the tabs had a picture of him in the back seat with a big bag of Jack on his way to rehab. So if I've got time for that, I'll get to it. Something I'm definitely going to get to. According to ESPN, the Giants and Odell Beckham are making progress on a new contract. A new contract, a big fat contract. It would be a record-breaking contract for wide receivers. In other words, Odell Beckham Jr. is about to get paid. Something I tried to get to yesterday. Big baby retirement life. I may or may not get there. I mean, I've got a lot to get done today. Update on the Pats. Don't look now, but Alex Guerrero. Flight deck! What's going on, bro? Must be Friday. The deck is in the house. I know it's Friday if you're all watching on CBS Sports Network and looking behind the glass to check who's working.
I am dangerous.
Is the flight deck in? Is Chael Jr. in? Or is it Ross from Friends? Dial us up on CBS Sports Network. Find out for yourself. The flight deck just marched in this. Andre tweets, the entire open is about the Browns. The freaking Browns. What the hell is the world coming to? What's next? Are you going to follow that with a Jags take? Hey, Nate, let me ask you this. How did the Jags do last year? Were the Jags not that close to the Super Bowl? In other words, was I not right to throw in with the Jags last year? Did I not look brilliant? I mean, I don't want to make it about me, but let's go ahead and make it about me for a minute. I was right, right? Okay, then. Get off my back. Cut me some slack and give me the respect that I earned by throwing in with the Jags early last year. They made a run. They might be the team to beat in the AFC this year. They made me look really good and really smart. So I've got a track record. I've got cred because I threw in with them early on. So yeah, I could do a Jags take next. But I opened with the Browns. And why? Because they earned it. That's not the kind of take that's going to get you a free smoker. You want that thing, you earn it. You earn it like the Jags earn my respect. You earn that smoker the way the Browns earn my respect. Yes, it's preseason game, but it's preseason game number three, a critical preseason game. Step it up. The master-built smoker hangs in the balance. 1-800-636-8686. Who's going to win this thing? And one more thought about Ohio State. I mean, I literally rolled out this morning, and I thought to myself, I hit that thing so hard yesterday. Nobody needs to tune in and hear me bang on these guys for another 3 hours. And I was going to leave it alone until I saw what Gene Smith's attorney said last night on Facebook. And now there's no way for me to get around it. Really, really embarrassing. The ATP coming up in hour number three. Alvin's week that was also coming up in hour number three. You know, I mean, I spent almost all of yesterday's program on the embarrassment and the disgrace. There was Ohio State. Save that thought. As mentioned, I was efforting and I found him. A senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, a co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. We are joined by Charles Robinson. Hey, Hawk, really quickly. It does not show on my hotline. What line is he on? So hotline two. Let's find out. Charles, what's going on? Good morning.
Yeah, sorry about that. A little late. In the spirit of Urban Meyer, can I blame the medication?
You can, man. You can, right? I would. Charles Robinson joining us. In fact, why don't we start right there? Like, I know you're focused on the NFL right now, but in the spirit of medication, Ohio State might not be a part of your focus, but from an investigative reporter standpoint, what do you make of how Urban Meyer and Ohio State have dealt with the entire situation?
Well, I think we've all seen the blowback because of how poorly it was handled. But to me, what really sticks out about this is the text message stuff. The fact that they know he had a conversation about wiping his phone after, you know, the previous year, and he did it. And somehow that wasn't considered obstructive in nature in a way that it got him a more severe punishment than perhaps it should have. I think what's interesting is we're seeing athletic departments in college know not to commit things to paper. They know not to commit things to text messages. And now they're having active conversations about wiping out records that might prove something that, you know, they just don't want out in the public eye. The whole thing was horrible, but that report was stunning. I actually think they did a good investigation. I just don't think the ruling really matches it.
Yeah, what about that investigation? They also do an investigation, which you deem good. However, they did not make it available to the media for that press conference. That was kind of convenient. That was a little bit cute.
Yeah, I mean, he would have gotten shelled. And frankly, the fact that he gets the question about, you know, an alleged victim, do you have anything to say? And, you know, he basically says, I'm sorry, we're all in this situation. I mean, he handled it poorly without that report being available to reporters. Had that report been available to reporters, I don't know. I can't imagine how – I mean, it would have been a bloodbath. And I think that's why that happened. They knew there was just no way they could expose him to those kinds of questions. And now they won't really ever have to.
Charles Robinson joining us, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. I agree with you. Listen, shifting to the NFL, we can get to the helmet rule in a minute because that's been the biggest story of the preseason. But I want to start with something a little more interesting, a little more exciting, Deshaun Watson. Now, you made the comparison between Watson and Carson Wentz. What have you seen that makes you feel that way?
Well, he's been limited in terms of his exposure this preseason, but you can see how fast he's processing right now. I mean, I've been to practices, obviously saw the preseason games, and I think that was the one thing about Carson Wentz. If you ask guys in the NFL, particularly their personnel department, why did he get so much better from year one to year two? And they will tell you, look, when we drafted him, we knew he was really smart. It was just how fast was he going to start to process what he was seeing from the defenses in front of him. The Texans have that same feel for Deshaun Watson right now. He's really, despite the injury, he's had a chance to really immerse himself from an education standpoint, and he's simply recognizing things really quickly and getting the ball out of his hands really fast. And his preseason game against the 49ers, his three incompletions all hit receivers in the hands. I mean, he should have been perfect in that game, really, and I think that's what has them excited. They have a defense they think could be pretty good. It's just, can this kid take the astronomical step forward? And I think deep down, even though they might not say it publicly, I think they feel like he could potentially be a dark horse MVP candidate this season.
Charles Robinson joining us here in the jungle. All right, so let's circle back to the helmet rule for a minute. What do you make of how the league has handled this over the past few months and this week in particular?
I've said that this is what's amazing to me about this rule is it's so bad. It's literally united all the people who usually fight players, writers, coaches, personnel guys. We all typically fight with each other or, bicker. And this is this one thing that's kind of united everyone against the NFL because this rule is so poor. And I think they knew when they instituted this, that's part of why they've talked about like sort of this 3-year continuum, because they know it's going to take a number of years and really kind of going through the first crushing wave of criticism to get beyond it. But to me, when the NFL comes out and they says, we're going to send out another video essentially highlighting some of the instruction with the tackling and why flags are being called, that's the NFL sending a message to everyone else. We're not backing away from this. You may hate it. It may change how football is played, but that's where we're standing, and this is where we're going with it. They need it to filter downward, though. That's the one thing that the NFL can't control, having this called both in college and high school, because players really need to re-educate themselves how they're going to tackle, and they can't just do that when they reach the highest levels of the game. They have to start with high school and college to get to the point where we're not going to see guys continuously flag.
Charles Robinson joining us. I've got to ask you about Dez Bryant. Let me go in that direction for a minute. He leaves Cleveland without a contract. So what does his future look like in the league, and how much interest is there in Bryant from other teams?
I still think the Browns are interested in him. I think they're pissed that he slow rolled them early on. I was in camp a couple of weeks ago, and I ran into a personnel guy, and he said, what's going on with Dez and the Browns? They have been trying to get him in for a couple of weeks, and he's blowing them off. And then finally John Dorsey came out and said, we can't get this guy to call us back. And I think that was because Dez was dead set on either signing with a contender or an NFC East team. This is essentially what he had targeted. He passed up a good contract with the Baltimore Ravens, really, for where he's at in his career. And none of that has materialized. So I still think that those talks are ongoing with the Browns. I think they put him on the back burner because they know his market is so thin right now. And I wrote recently, look, him saying what he's saying about the Patriots right now, Tom Brady's always been my favorite player. Bill Belichick, as a strategist, is one in a million. That's desperation. That's Dez looking at depth charts, trying to figure out what contender could use me and let me do whatever I can to get that talk started.
I mean, so what is that? Why is there not more interest in Dez Bryant?
He has – okay, so I ran into an evaluator that broke down all of his film, and I was at a camp, and Dez came up, and I said, what's going on? I'm like, well, I know the Cowboys have told me his film is bad. He wasn't winning a lot of his matchups. I said, but what does that really mean? And this evaluator just told me, look, he's a four-route guy. Up until this point in his career, he succeeded by running four routes, which is like, the dig route, the back shoulder, the slant, and then some variation of a 50-50 ball that's either a post-corner route or something that matches him up against the boundary against the guy where he wins a 50-50 ball. This evaluator said, look, I looked through his film since his foot injury in 2015. He doesn't win these anymore. He used to win them. He doesn't win them anymore. And if he can't win those, when a receiver reaches that point in his career, he's got to start to do a lot of little things to make up for lost athleticism, lost speed, whatever it is. And Dez isn't that guy. He's not going to re-educate himself at 29 going on 30. You can't count on him doing that. And then there's the whole other flip side of Dez, which is he going to be a good locker room guy? The Cowboys did not feel like he was a good locker room guy at the end. Is he going to be an effort guy? They didn't feel like he was fully an effort guy. And then is he going to drill down on the little details to run really precise routes and what you need in your system? They didn't feel he was going to do that. So why would any other team believe it? He's desperate right now. He'll tell anybody, I will do what you need me to do, because he wants to get a job and prove himself. I just don't know what team really, unless they're in a situation where they're getting zero production from their depth chart and they really need to help a quarterback, is going to be in that situation where they want to expose Dez to the rest of the guys. Like, look, I'll ask you, the Browns, you've seen Josh Gordon, you got Callaway, that wide receiver core, do you want to stick Dez in the middle of that and hope for the best? How do you feel about
it? I don't. I don't. I understand that they want as many weapons as they possibly can, and they want to flood the field, but I would not do it. I don't see the upside. Like you said, he's 29 going on 30. I'd say 29 going on 35, and I don't think the guy's a good locker room guy. I mean, he's going to say all the right things right now to get a job until you get him in there, and then he doesn't get the ball. To me, it's not worth it.
It's and you and I both know, we've covered sports long enough in the NFL in particular, when you bring in a guy like that at that age, if he can't give you that elite play on the field, you need him at least to be a program guy, especially if you have young guys on the roster like Callaway, Njoku. You've got guys who are going to be watching Dez and saying, okay, let me see, how is this guy conducting himself? What is he getting away with? And I just don't know if you want to bring a player in like that and expose some of the younger players to, if Dez pushes back. And frankly, I think the offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, who does not have a good track record with wide receivers over a long period of time in terms of how he grinds on them mentally, even if you sign Dez, I don't think you can pair him with Todd Haley for more than really one season.
Or more than 1 month. I mean, if you're trying to create a culture there, I don't think that Dez is the guy that's going to help you create that culture. And I can see those guys knocking heads for sure. Just as I could see you and I talking about this for another half hour, but we are out of time. Charles, appreciate you, man. Great job. Nice to have you back on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Sorry I was late.
Not at all. You're the best. Charles Robinson. Nobody better than that guy. Senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. Notice that when I laid out that hype job of the Browns at the very top, what I did not say is, you're this close, take that last step, sign Dez. I think they're still open to it. I think they're still talking to him. I think they still would, might, could bring him in. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. All right, we are heavy on that. I got to get the hell out right now. Time for a sports update. Here it is. Andrew Bogish. Sorry about that. It's all you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You know what time it is? It is time to ask the pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So ask me a question. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Listen later on. I might answer yours. And remember, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The Masterbuilt smoker is free, but it's not jumping the weekend. I am not carrying this thing over until Monday. Somebody needs to win it right now or it's going to go away. 1-800-636-8686. You never know which misfit or which member of the XR4TI is going to roll in here. Hawk. It's been a hawk sighting. There's been a flight deck sighting. Who's next? Dear Pimp, why does the flight deck rest his hands on that keyboard? He obviously has the brain power to telepathically control the CPU. Jeff from the 919. Wore the flight deck, shaking the studio when he thinks too hard. There's your front runner. Why does he need to rest his hands on the keyboard when he can telepathically control the CPU? One more. Rome, I see what you did there with the voicemails at the end of the pod. Great call making these degenerates listen to an insightful conversation before the trash that spews out of that voicemail. I'd love to hear The Rock on one of your pods here in the near future. Keep up the work, Rome. Regards, Joe in Anaheim Hills. That's exactly what I did. Number one, I want to change up. I want to keep the thing fresh. I want to stay sharp. Number two, I know some of you degenerates are not tuning into that podcast for the conversation. And it's always a great conversation. You're tuning in to hear yourselves. You're tuning in to hear the other degenerates. That's fine. You can. It's there. I haven't ripped it, but I did put it at the back end. You got to wait for it. You cannot fast forward ahead to that. You'll wait for it. Yet The Rock would be good. The Rock is not an easy turn. The Rock would be good. How about Tom Cruise? Would that work for you? How about Tom Cruise and The Rock? How about Cruise, De Niro, Pacino, and The Rock? How about a roundtable? George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Hey, I did ask you for your ideas, though. So I'm not here to crack. I'm not here to crack back on you, Joe. I see you working. All right, so I'm not saving yours. Jeff from the 919. Hey, Jeff, think about how great it would be for the upcoming three-day weekend to have that Masterbuilt smoker in your backyard. It could happen. Is it going to carry? We'll find out. All right, so really quickly, according to ESPN, the Giants and Odell are, in fact, making progress on a new contract, a very new, very big contract that would potentially be a record-breaking contract for wide receivers. The two records that are suggested are Antonio Brown's $17 million per year, Mike Evans, $55 million guaranteed. So what I'm saying is Odell Beckham Jr. is about to get paid. And my point here, he should get paid. He's earned it. There's no doubt about that. Just as there is no doubt that this is how that drama was always going to end. We're talking about a three-time Pro Bowler, a guy who had more than 1,300 yards and double-digit touchdowns in each of his first three seasons. The only time he did not make the Pro Bowl was in his fourth year, and that's when he broke his ankle last year. This guy was never not going to get paid, just like he was never going to be traded. I mean, sure, that story was floated earlier this year, but if you bought that, I've got a bridge I want to sell you too, because you can't and you don't trade a talent like that. You can't and you do not trade a Hall of Fame talent like that, a transcendent talent like that. Not when the guy's 25 and not when he's shown up in camp and in practice the way he has and showing that he's well on his way back from that ankle injury, especially when he showed up the way he did in a joint practice with the Detroit Lions. How good was he? As Pro Bowl corner Darius Slay. He was matched up with Beckham, and he said, quote, "He looks like he's going. He's catching the rock, running the rock. He's always going to be explosive. He's never going to lose that until he's 50, I guess. I don't know. Other than that, he's Odell." And that's what it is. He's Odell. I mean, sometimes Odell being Odell is not so smooth. Sometimes Odell does weird, strange things. Sometimes Odell does annoying things. You know, maybe you want to get his attention. Maybe you want to put a little fear into him with that trade rumor. Maybe you did want to test the market. Maybe you want to see what would come around. Maybe you want to make sure that he came back with a good ankle and a good attitude. But you put up with all of that, the weird things, the annoying things, for 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns every single year. Look, I know there are a lot of good receivers in the NFL right now, so there might be this thought that they're interchangeable. But do you know how many wide receivers have more touchdowns than Beckham from 2014 to 2016? None. You know how many receivers in NFL history had more receptions than Beckham in his first three seasons? None. He is the first receiver in NFL history with 80 receptions and 1,000 yards in each of his first three seasons. In other words, we're talking Randy Moss-type numbers here. And in some cases, Moss didn't even hit Beckham's numbers. In other words, Beckham is putting up Hall of Fame numbers, and he's still just getting started. He still has not reached his prime. That's why you can't and why you don't trade him. That's why you have to pay him, because the guy has earned it. And because if you want this offense to be what it can be with Saquon Barkley in the backfield, then you need Odell Beckham Jr. running routes. And you need Odell Beckham Jr. paid. So this is going to end the way it was going to end the entire time. With this guy getting paid, without this guy getting traded, he's earned it. It had to go that way, and it will. And it will. Trying to give away a smoker. Trying to elevate the conversation. Go ahead, Hawk. Bring it in. Bring your paisley shirted ass in with whatever you want. Unless you have nothing, don't. Looking ahead to the second hour, Troy University head football coach, Neil Brown. Dude, I have never seen a more indecisive guy than you, Hawk. What's up? He's walking back and forth. I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. Yes, no, maybe, possibly. Neil Brown, next hour. Matt Holliday coming up in hour number three. If I have time, I will get to the story about Ben Affleck going into rehab. That's the good news. The bad news, on his way to rehab, they stopped at Jack in the Box. Jennifer Garner driving the car, soccer mommed a bag of Jack to the back seat. Ben going to rehab, good. Good choice, good look. Ben stopping at Jack in the Box on the way to rehab, horrible look. Bad idea. This guy, hey, Rome. Leave me alone. I was just good grill hunting. Signed, Ben Fatback. Steam PHX. Not going to get it done. You're right, Hawk. You should not have come in. War IRA working the Jack in the Box drive-thru with his squeegee and dirty rag and getting a big tip from Ben Affleck. John in Virginia Beach. IRA actually called yesterday. And he's still homeless. I was not able to get him on the air. But if you're wondering about the update and whether or not he found a place to live, he has not. He's still on the street. Neil Brown, next hour. Open phones to start hour number two. Do not go anywhere. Smooth and easy. There's your first hour. The second hour is probably going to be even better. Stay tuned.